Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it is going to rain, and so it does. When you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say that it is going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? You're to go with your opponent before a magistrate. Make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge. And the judge hand you over to the constable. And the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. I'd like to tell you a story from the life of a saint related to the first reading. Saint, the first reading, all of us can understand that. That's our reading. And it's this. Has it ever happened that you proposed to do something and you did the exact opposite? Hello? Yes. Is that you said, I'm going to do this, but because of circumstances and weakness, we did the exact opposite. Did you ever go on a diet? You said, okay, I'm going to lose a little bit of weight, get rid of the extra tire around my belly. And then you have a big party, someone invites you, and you jump on the scale, and you're 2 pounds heavier. Oh, boy. Ever happen? So you know you shouldn't eat that. It tastes too good. Right? Well, you know, we all, it could be gluttony, it could be lust, it could be sloth, it could be a million different things. That reading, everyone in the world, whether or not you're a believer or not, knows what that reading is. We know the good that we should do, but we end up by doing the exact opposite. That's one of my favorite verses of Saint Paul, because we all battle with that. And that's the spiritual exercise of the program. The capital sins, right? We got the capital sins, but we have to try to practice the opposite virtue. That week in the exercises, I love it, because we all battle with our own devils. We all battle with our own weaknesses. Then here's the story. One of the saints that I admire most over the past 10 years is Saint Faustina. Just an incredible saint. Incredible saint. On one occasion, she said, Jesus, I'm going to overcome my major defect. She didn't mention what it was because she seemed to be pretty darn holy, doesn't she? Right, Larry? Pretty holy nun, huh? And so at the end of the day, she fell 7 times more into that defect. Remember that passage? And then Jesus appears to her, and she says, well, why do they fall into that defect? Because I told you that I was going to overcome it. That's the problem. I told you that I was going to overcome it. That's the problem. I repeat, that's the problem. You said, I told you I'm going to overcome it. So Jesus said the reason why is because you relied on yourself and not on me. Amen? And that's the essence of all of our sins, is that we rely, it's self-reliance rather than God-reliance. If we rely upon ourselves, we're going to fall flat on our faces. Pope Francis has written quite a bit in these past 6 years. My favorite of his writings is The Joy of the Gospel. Probably one of the best missionary documents ever written in the history of the church. It's The Joy of the Gospel. About a year and a half ago, he wrote an apostolic exhortation on the universal call to holiness. And I hope that you all read it. Really well written. He goes through the Beatitudes. And one of the things that he mentions, and it took me back to my seminary years when we studied both theology and philosophy, was that of Pelagianism. What is Pelagianism or semi-Pelagianism? Any of you study philosophy? Pelagianism or semi-Pelagianism is this. It was a heresy that St. Dominic fought against in the 13th century, Thomas Aquinas. Can I tell you what it is? I will, okay? Pelagianism means this. We believe that we can become saints and overcome our sinful tendencies by our own efforts. That's Pelagianism. And it's kind of Americanism, too. In the American society, we tend to be pretty rugged. Daniel Boone, you know, very rugged, very individualistic, very self-reliant, that we can, if there's an obstacle, I'll overcome it. If there's a hill to surmount, I'll surmount it, then another hill. Very American. But not very gospel-oriented, because Jesus says, Larry, without me, you can do nothing. Amen? It's the exact opposite. Without me, you can do nothing. Have you ever read John chapter 15? Yes, but we're not Protestants. We don't know what that is. Okay, I'll tell you. Okay. I am the vine and you are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. There you have it. Saint Therese, I think you know who she is, she said, I could do the most horrendous sins and crimes in the world for not for the grace of God. I like that. This is Saint Therese. See that statue over there? That's Saint Therese. She would be obviously in the top five most famous saints in the past 50 years. Be in the top five. Yeah, Padre Pio might be there, right? Faustina's getting there, no? John Paul II, I think he's ascending, isn't he? But she said this, that the only reason why I didn't fall into so many sins is because God cleared the way. Try to imagine that we're running a race, the 50-yard dash, and you've got a lot of obstacles there. You're probably going to fall and break your neck. But if that's cleared, you'll probably be able to run the 50. Well, when I was 14, I ran in 6.5, but we're a little bit older, maybe we can do 9.2, okay? The 50. because the path is cleared. Do you have devotion to St. Philip Neri? I do. Did you know that Cardinal Newman was an Oratorian? Did you know that? None of you knew that, huh? Cardinal Newman was an Oratorian founded by St. Philip Neri. One occasion, St. Philip was walking through the streets of Rome. He's known as the Second Apostle of Rome. And he sees a bum, one of those homeless, sitting in the gutter. And you know what he said? I'll tell you. Eccome senza la grazia di Dio. Parla italiano? Un pochino? Eccome senza la grazia di Dio. Should I translate it? There go I, save the grace of God. Now that's become an American expression, right? That comes from St. Philip Neri. That American jargon is from St. Philip Neri of the 16th century. There am I, save the grace of God. St. Paul says, be careful when you're standing. Look at me. Be careful when you're standing, lest you fall. You're standing. And you're living in the state of grace. Don't pat yourself on the back and say, I'm a future saint. After Mass, I'm going to make holy cards of me. I'm going to start to pass them out. Don't do that. I'm not going to buy one. And I'm not going to make holy cards of myself. Don't buy any, huh? All of us are very, very weak. Hello? All of us are, myself included, we're all very, very, very weak. And that's why the first reading today, everyone should read it and even memorize it. Paul says, the good I want to do, St. Paul, was he holy? Holier than you? What a saint! If St. Paul was one of the greatest saints in the world, he says that he struggled and he fell. What about us, pobrecitos, huh? And the whole message is this. If we want to overcome sin, if we want to live a life of holiness, we got to do our part. But especially, we have to rely on the grace of God. Amen? So let's turn to the full of grace. Mary didn't have that struggle. She did not. Mary was full of grace. Let's ask Mary to pray for us, that we will rely upon God and be able to put into practice this psalm. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Amen.